For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Yeah, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here we go. Here we go. It's actually a huge night in the NBA. How comfortable it is to have a to have your team have a one-game lead on the road, sit back, kick your feet up, get your favorite beverage tonight, and watch the Lakers play for their lives. I can't wait for that. But before any of that happens,
great.
Yeah.
Let's drink.
That's right. Steve Kerr in an hour and 45 minutes. Bobby Fitts in 45 minutes. We're going to be all over this series, this situation, as we move toward game two tomorrow night. And I think tonight, or today, for us, is a great day to kind of have an intermittent conversation that we've been having for the last couple of months. And I know you've loved to do this. You love to come in and go, all right, what's the expectation in this moment? But whenever we do that in the regular season, we're not working with a full deck because we didn't really know exactly how the Western Conference situation was going to play out. Now we have some facts, two huge facts. Fact one, the Warriors made the playoffs. Fact two, they kicked the other team in the shin on their home floor to start this series. The percentages are very strong that the Warriors will at least be a second-round team this year. Don't know that they would be, but we certainly, there's no Warrior fan out there that at this point isn't at least expecting that should be the bar for the Warriors, second-round team. All right, so here's the question. As a Warrior fan, what result would make you feel good? I don't love the word expectation.
Right.
I love more the word that surrounds things like hope. What result at this point would make you feel good? Is it ring? Is it finals? Is it Western Conference finals? Is it like what happened 2 years ago? Deep run into round two. And in 6 or 7 games, you get beat by a team that you really respect. What results feel good? I won't go further than that because losing this series would obviously be a disaster at this point.
It's off the table. I do think it depends a little bit on who they play in the next round, even though Minnesota, if they beat the Lakers in whatever amount of games, they would have shown that they're better than the Lakers right now in a series. And so it doesn't mean that, oh, you play Minnesota, so now you should beat them and you should go to the Western Conference Finals, or you face the Lakers and, well, you shouldn't beat them, and so you shouldn't go to the Western Conference Finals. So for me, I'm trying to divorce myself from what happens over there, and I'm just looking at what this team is and what they've been with Jimmy Butler and what I see in the bracket and what Vegas and the odds are telling me. And so if they go into the next round, and forget Houston, I mean, they have to beat Houston, obviously, but if you go in and you lose in 6 or 7 to whomever, for me, that would be okay. I wouldn't be thrilled, but I would not be dissatisfied. I would not be looking to blow it up or fire people. I would understand exactly what had happened.
You're talking about if they go into the next round.
Correct.
And let's say,
they lose in 6 or 7.
Right now, I've believed this all along, that the Clippers are better than the Nuggets, and the Clippers have now got home court advantage. So let's say it's the Clippers and the Warriors and the Clippers. That's the other side of the bracket.
Impossible.
My bad. That's the other side of the bracket. That team's going to Oklahoma City. Yeah, you mentioned it. Lakers and Wolves. You're saying if it's one of those teams and you get to a Game 6 or a Game 7 and you get beat, you would still feel, obviously not happy.
No.
But you would feel like, okay.
Right.
Or like, what inflection would you put in your voice?
Probably just that.
Okay.
I mean, okay, I'm not thrilled, and the next morning I will come in and be very disappointed, and then we'll pick through the wreckage of what the season was, and we'll figure out what needs to be better, and why didn't you play you-know-who and all the rest of it, and I'm not going to say it because he's not a factor, but those things will percolate up if they, in fact, lose, and that individual does not play, and so we can get into those conversations then, and so I don't know. Minnesota is really good, and the Lakers are a 3 seed. So if the 3 seed loses to a 6, that means the 6 is pretty good.
No, they're very good.
Yeah, the 6 they're is very good.
I'm not. And, I'm not convinced at all that they're not better.
Well, we're gonna find out.
You know what I mean?
And that's cool.
Their record is one game different.
And the Warriors are one game different from them.
Right. So, here's one thing that I think in these Western Conference playoffs. You got to divorce yourself from the little number next to everybody.
Right.
It is
pointless. For the one.
Except for the one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And because the 8 is, in my opinion, not that good. I would set them apart. But these other teams, these other 6 teams, that is a meaningless little number. And it's been proven by what we've seen already. 6-3 on the road, 7-2 on the road, 5-4. And damn near took both games, but took one, got their split. All of the lower seeded teams have pulled home court advantage away, and we haven't even played 2 of the game 2s yet. So those numbers are pointless, and there's not much of an upset. I think I'm with you, but I also think you and I are in the minority. In other words, if the Warriors get to round 2, they make it a series. It's a 6 or 7 gamer. Ant or LeBron or somebody hits a shot, knocks you out, whatever. Yeah, not like thrilled with it, but when you start backing that thing up to ask, you look good, back that thing up. When you start asking the questions of like, was it a good trade? Where does it leave the franchise? Sure, there's the automatic disappointment of Steph didn't win his 5th, and it only gets less likely as he gets older. I understand all that, but I don't feel like that would be an embarrassing run, an embarrassing result, something that therefore made the Jimmy Butler trade, something that you wouldn't do if you had to do it. I don't think any of those things. I would call it at this point. You lose this round, that's a disastrous turnaround.
Agreed, yep.
If you lose next round, mild disappointment. If you get to the Western Conference Finals, you have made the Final 4. You're probably going to Oklahoma City. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. That's kind of how I would break down the Warrior result. But we certainly, we wonder what you think, because I think we might be in the minority a little bit. 888-957-9570 is the number, and we'd love to take your calls, in fact, right now, because as we said, Bobby Fitzgerald at 3 and Steve Kerr at 4. So, you know, we've got some caller roadblocks later in the show. We'd love to hear from you. What results to you would feel good? 888-957-9570.
I do think some of it is circumstantial, and I'm thinking about the last time the Warriors were in this spot and they needed to go 7 to beat Sacramento, the get on the bus speech, and Curry goes for 50, and you beat the Kings, and then 2 days later, 2.5 days essentially, you have to play the Lakers, a team that was a little bit more rested, and you lost game one. So if you're able to beat Houston in 5 or 6, and Minnesota and LA go deeper, and you have the rest advantage, well then, now for me, it's a little bit of a different expectation. And I look back at that Lakers series, and I understand it. You lost game one because you were flat tired, and the Lakers were a little bit more rested. They came here and they beat you. You won game two, and then you went to LA and you lost game three, and then Lonnie Walker got you in game four. You're down 3-1, and that's a wrap. Teams that are down 3-1 don't usually come back and win. So circumstantially, that was a little bit of an odd one. And I think about this. If you're able to take care of Houston the way that it feels like you should, and you have 5 or 6 days of rest before game one, and you go to Minnesota or LA and you lose that game, now I have a little bit of a different feel.
Well, I think you just touched on something that for me is absolutely a central focus on tomorrow night. And it may sound disrespectful. And I Steve Kerr, there's no way in hell he'll say on the radio that he would say this to the guys. But you've got an older group, and you know this. Man, as you get older in life, different things motivate you.
Oh, boy.
Different things motivate you. I'm not motivated anymore by how I do in my Madden tournament. I don't give a rip.
Right.
Right? I'm 50 years old. I'm motivated by things sort of like, like coffee tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Or
positive cholesterol test.
Yeah, well, no, I mean,
whatever. 84.
Like, how's the relationship with the kids going? You know, how many date nights in a month can we fit in? Like, this is what, you know, how much sleep can I get in a night? These are the things that motivate you as you get older. You get an older team. Are you motivated by that? That sort of traditional, like, we gotta keep our foot on the gas, and we gotta let them know, and we gotta have the killer instinct. These are the things you hear. I would sit the Warriors down and be like, y'all want some rest? Who wants rest? Look how much better you look when you're rested. So do you want any rest? Because tonight, this is how you achieve rest. And I know I'll never say that because it's super presumptuous and you just can't do that.
Right.
But that is what tomorrow night represents. Tomorrow night is the opportunity to potentially make this a short series.
And if you go back to 2022 and you look at what they had in terms of rest, they had 5 days before the Nuggets series. They won that in 5. Then they had 4 days before Memphis. They won that in 6. And they had 4 days before Dallas. They won that in 5. And then they had 6 days before the NBA Finals. So you had 4 different chunks. And you remember, Steph Curry sat out the last 3 weeks of the regular year-ish, somewhere in there. So there was rest that they built in, and they were a 3 seed, so they could do that. But then they handled business. They took care of Denver in 5, get a little break. Memphis in 6 was a little bit wonky, but still, Dallas had to go deep against Phoenix, and so you got a little extra rest because of Dallas needing more games to beat Phoenix, and you ended up getting 4 days there, and then you got 6 before the finals. All those things, I think, mattered.
Yeah, and if the Lakers have any heart, they win tonight. And if they win tonight, then that threatens to be a long series. Absolutely, that one threatens to be a long one. So if the Lakers win tonight, and you, the Warriors, can win tomorrow, you are at least threatening to set up that situation to see if you can be done in, say, 5 or less. The other one goes 6 if you're lucky, 7. And then, yeah, maybe you get a tired squad in game one of the next round. And again, I know what it sounds like. Here we are breaking down round 2.
Sure, sure.
God, could we be any more rude? But I'm simply talking about what this potentially means for tomorrow night. That's to me, the pivotal games are the even-numbered games. This is where you can grab the series and say, this is over. This is over. You're not coming back from this. You're not beating us 4 times in 5 tries. It's Not going to happen.
Be tough. And I was looking at some of the numbers of what the pivotal game is. And if the series is tied at one apiece, the team that wins game three wins 75% of the time. So, I mean, the even numbers, you're right. Because if the Warriors win this, is Houston going to win 4 out of 5? Probably not. But if a series is one all, like Denver and the Clippers, well, game three becomes almost everything.
Right, but that's kind of the similar percentage of game one, right? Like, that's what those odd-numbered right. games, yes, you take a lead. The other team's allowed to come just get it right back, you know? Yep. Didn't the Kings get games one and two a couple years ago? And then the Warriors just like, you know, and that maybe this actually kind of blows my point on because the Warriors are special.
Right.
But, like, they came back and just held their serve at home. That's the other part of it, is that they're doing this on the road. We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. All right, let's hear from you. Francisco, you'll be first up. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, what would feel good to you as far as the possible results here in this postseason run? Now that we know the Warriors are in, and now that we know that they've got an advantage in their first round series. So we'll take your calls right now. And then at 3 o'clock, Bob Fitzgerald's going to be on with us. This is Willard and Dibs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
I got so many different thoughts bouncing around in my head. One of those great questions that Grandy, right? One of those montage great questions comes from the great Greg Cosell. He'll join us for an entire hour on Friday.
I cannot wait.
Because it's the day after the NFL draft. Hello to everybody out there. Did you know that the NFL draft was this week? Did you know that the 49ers, many of them voluntarily reported today? Did you know that one of them is named Brock Purdy?
He showed Possibly. Up.
He showed up. So did Fred Warner.
Right.
Yeah. George Kittle did not. Trent Williams did.
Yeah, and you threw out, the parlay of Warner, Kittle, and Purdy. Like, would all three show up?
I bet on the Amy Winehouse. No.
Yeah. You try to make me go to OTAs.
I said no. But it was yes, no. I knew Kittle wasn't going to show up.
Right.
But I guess Fred's got some kind of like, there's a way to look at the contract where he kind of has 2 years left, so this isn't the year to kind of make a thing about it. And there are those who believe that Brock showing up means things are heading in a real good direction and getting close. We'll see.
I do think it's just good faith negotiating, yeah. Where if they were at an impasse or at odds, he wouldn't show up. But if things are either moving in the right direction or, you know, going okay where there's no acrimony, then you show up.
Yep.
I mean, what else is he doing, right?
I mean, like a lot of the veterans didn't in that exact same. I think Christian McCaffrey and the 49ers were all buddy-buddy, but he didn't show up.
Yeah.
It is voluntary.
It is, but when you're the QB, there's a greater responsibility of what you are to the team and what it means to, like, all the young receivers. And you want to be good, and everybody there who wants to play wants to be good. So if you're Brock and you think that things are going kind of in the right direction, you show up.
And he did. Yeah. Also wanted to answer this on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. 925 texted in and said, what did Brunson do last night? I didn't catch the game. Now that's a reference to conversation we were having in the crossover where I took shots at both Nikola Jokic and Jalen Brunson. They were just gross with their flopping. It was out of control. The foul baiting, the ref baiting, the searching for contact in awkward ways, falling over when you've barely been touched is especially embarrassing when you're 7'8" and 1,000 pounds like Nikola Jokic to be falling over and holding your chest as if somebody just broke your rib when all James Harden did was kind of like bend over and have his shoulder sort of lightly, quite frankly, make contact with Jokic. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And I'll compliment both the Warriors and the Rockets. Even though the Rockets are a beat-em-up team, I didn't see a lot of that. I see them grabbing. I see things that could be called fouls. That's different. That's different. You're effectively trying to do things on the basketball court to win the basketball game. But you're not. I didn't see the Rockets do a lot of, let's go out there and fool the refs. Let's get them to think that something's happened that's not. Let's make weird movements with our bodies so that we fall underneath other defenders and then fall on the ground writhing in pain and act like that was a normal basketball move and get a foul. They didn't do a lot of that. I haven't seen that in this series. It's only one game. But I'm seeing a lot of it from the Denver Nuggets. James Harden is James Harden. Brunson, terrible. Shai Gilgeous did it a lot during the year. The Lakers are famous for it. LeBron and Luka.
When you say James Harden is James Harden, what you're saying is that James Harden always does that.
Always does it. Okay. Now, I haven't seen anything terrible in these first two games from him, but yeah, that's kind of just an old standby for him.
Right, and I do think that when you look at the Houston team, they don't have a lot of players who have that skill set, quite frankly. Like, Dylan Brooks is not cut from that cloth, and Şengün does a lot of complaining, but he doesn't really throw himself down. Steven Adams is an old-school New Zealand Kiwi. He's a Maori, and I think his people would disown him if he went out there and threw his body around. And, you know, the rest of the Rockets don't really get into those positions. And I love what Steiny said about Jimmy Butler yesterday, which is, you know, Jimmy gets fouled and he goes to the floor, and for about a tenth of a second, he might be a little bothered by it, and he gets up, dude, and he's out there trying to get that thing back.
Jimmy's eyes are so deep that, like, he just looks at him. That's all he does. He'll just give you a look.
A little glare.
That's it. And then just go shoot your free throws or what have you. Yeah, I dig that about him. There are certain players that are worse than others. Everybody complains. Everybody talks to the ref. So I'm not going to point out too much of that. You know, Şengün, does he talk a lot to the refs? Fine, whatever. He's a big guy.
So does Draymond.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't mind that. I just, what I don't love is when people who are some of the largest human beings on earth huck their body halfway across the floor in a motion that is so unnatural. That's really all I want out of NBA basketball, just natural motion. If you get fouled, you get fouled. If you're trying to draw a foul, learn how to, like Jimmy Butler, I feel like that's natural motion. What Jalen Brunson did last night, go watch the highlights. It's absurd. Completely unnatural movement constantly. It's pump fake and then like slide underneath people's shorts to find a way to draw contact and then fall down and look. It's like, what are you doing? That's not basketball. What are you doing? So and he got bailed out a lot. But they still lost the game.
Yep.
They still lost the game. Dude, Pistons have outplayed the Knicks, I think, in 7 of the 8 quarters.
Yep. And so, it's, you know, 1-1 going back to Detroit. And if they were to pull that off, that would be a very impressive upset. It's a 3-6, so it's not a shocking 7-2 or an 8-1. But Detroit feels like another one of these teams that should be a year away.
Babies.
But
little babies have never played in the playoffs
before.
But
then again, you get to go up against my least favorite coach in the association.
Tibbs.
Coach Thibs. Not Coach Tibbs. You can't be Tom Thibodeau and be Coach Tibbs. You're either Coach Thibodeau and Coach Tibbs, or your Coach Thibodeau and Coach Thibs.
You're allowed to have a weird nickname.
Well, and Adrian Wojnarowski is on the phone, but I know this about Coach Thibs. His teams underperform in the playoffs for a reason. It's because he is a black pepper grinder. He grinds his team all year, and then he expects them to be fresh and good in the playoffs.
Did you see who scored the big 4 points at the end of the game? Tie game, minute to go. Did you see who scored them for the Detroit Pistons?
No.
You know him well.
James Wiseman?
You love him. His name is Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder with Schroeder, the big buckets?
Schroeder hit a freaking dagger. He hit a three to break a tie with about 30 seconds to go. And then he was the one they sent to the free throw. And then the Knicks missed, and they fouled Schroeder. And he went 1-2 from the line and made it a two-possession game. And the Pistons won. Dennis Schroeder having an effect on the playoffs.
He had 20. Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder!
You regret getting rid of me? I was traded 4 times in an hour.
Well, like, they got a shot at the second round.
Yep.
Could be interesting. All right, let's go to Francisco and Hollister. We're asking all of you Warrior fans, what results would feel good at this point? Now, up 1-0, you're in the playoffs, you have an advantage in round one. How far does this go before you feel like, okay, This was a solid run. Hey, Francisco, thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? I would actually say if we can get to the Western Conference and we face OKC, the big juggernaut that they are, I think that'd be kind of good. If we lose, it's like facing the final boss in Game of Death or, you know, Enter the Dragon. We made it, but OKC is a juggernaut. I don't see how we're going to pass that.
Well, Francisco, I'm kind of with you for the most part. Thanks very much. I you know, round two to me, a deep run in round two is where I would start to be like, okay, this has been fun. You're running pretty far. You're getting into the month of May here. Give yourself a shot at the Western Conference Finals. I tell you where I'm not at though. Like, I'll agree in principle that if they were to get to the Western Conference Finals and if the opponent were Oklahoma City, I do think you lay back for a second and go, okay, Let's take a look at how this is, because it's possible that these other 7 Western Conference teams are just wasting their time by sweating right now. It's possible. But I also don't want to overreact to that game one. The same way so many people are asking me to stop overreacting from this game one, I don't want to overreact to that game one. Yes, Oklahoma City's the best team. We already knew that. But that's only one game. Memphis is two things. A, not that good. And B, they were really in a tough spot. Two play-in games, come in exhausted. They did the scenario that we said the Warriors couldn't do, and they had to do it. And so, of course, they were going to get waxed. Looking forward to their next game, which starts here in just over an hour.
Right.
And so we'll take a look and see if they can make more of a game out of it. But Oklahoma City is going to have to do dominant things in round two before I fully believe, uh-oh, they're not beatable. I want to see them do the Denver or Clipper dance, and then we're going to get a real look at, sure, they're dominant. How dominant? How playoff dominant are you? Can you go beat experienced champions? Because that's what they're getting next round. They're either getting Kawhi or Nikola.
Fair, and I do think that based on what they have been and the fact that they smashed Memphis the way they did and what you just said, Memphis is not very good. This is either a sweep or a five-gamer, and I think that they win tonight by probably 30. The spread's 14.5, and Memphis had a short turnaround in game one, and they got absolutely embarrassed, and now it's a short turnaround too in game two. They didn't get the Sunday-Wednesday like the Warriors did. You got a Sunday-Tuesday, and OKC has been home, and they've been rested, and so I know it's maybe a little bit more than 48 hours, but not much more, and so I think that the Grizzlies are really in a tough spot.
Were they a Sunday, or were they a, you're right, they were a Sunday.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if they were Sunday or Saturday.
They were Sunday morning, because all
off.
The talk about the Warriors was, you have that second play-in, and then you got to fly there, and you got a noon game, and Grandy pointed it out that, you know, they wanted OKC to have that morning game, and so that's what Memphis had, and you got motorboated, and I look at the matchup again tonight, and it's 14.5, and if I was a betting man, I would lay the 14.5, gladly.
But you are a betting man.
Not on the NBA.
Well, but
I only bet animals riding on the animals.
Yep. Well, I would argue that the Thunder rode the Grizzlies on Sunday. That was animals riding animals.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so go ahead. Put some paper on it.
I'd have to open up shop. And,
cash me out one time.
Stop, drop, open up shop.
That's
come
right.
on.
And the whole, like, fade to Denver. So, yeah, I like the Thunder. How many of you cowards want to take the Grizzlies in 14.5?
No.
Not a one of you.
No. No.
Fade the dibber,
no,
my toe.
It's too late. I already gave that pick out. So that's, we're on.
What
this,
pick?
Well, I told you yesterday that I thought the Thunder, first of all, I thought the Thunder in game one was the easiest pick of the year.
Yep.
And that I would do it again in game two. And I did. I think it's going to, I don't think they're going to win by 50 this time. But I don't see, until proven otherwise, I don't see how you can't feel good about Oklahoma City in a home game. I think that they've got that look in their eye, and I also just think Memphis is not that good. So, for me, Oklahoma City is the only team in the Western Conference that gets, I don't want to call it a freebie, but they're going to round two. I think the Warriors are next in line in terms of a mismatch, and you're going to go to round two. And then the other two series are wars. Absolute wars. I thought the Clippers outplayed the Nuggets more in game one than they did in game two.
Right.
But they won game two and they lost game one. If I'm a Nuggets fan, I'm super worried about the way this is going, because they have one of the best home court advantages in basketball, and it didn't get it done. You didn't get it done. You split. You very, very narrowly even got a split. I don't think the Clippers have some great home court advantage, but the Nuggets are not as good on the road. And if the Nuggets don't get a game in L.A., they're cooked. They're cooked, and the Clippers are so good. They're very, very good.
In Denver, only two games worse on the road. I'm sorry, Grandy.
I was going to say real quick, speaking of betting, and you were talking about the OKC game, have you guys seen the Western Conference standing, or Western Conference odds? Odds to win the West.
I've not, but I would imagine that in this moment, the Warriors are two.
They are.
Yeah.
OKC is a heavy, heavy, heavy favorite at minus 165. Yep. Warriors have the second best odds at plus 600. Yeah. So that means risk
plus
100 to win 600.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big jump, though, from one to two.
It's a big jump, but they're two. Because, and it makes all the sense.
It's about the road and the route, the
absolutely.
Bracket.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no
doubt. It's for three reasons. Number one, remember, we talked about this before the playoffs even started, that not by team, but by player. Steph Curry was the number two odds bet to be the Western Conference Finals MVP. Shai Gilgeous is number one. Steph was number two. So that was clue one. But then it's what you just said. They won a road game, which right now makes people feel much more comfortable about the Warriors advancing than any of the other teams. The other two top four seeds have both lost a home game already. The Nuggets have played twice, but they lost a home game last night, and the Lakers lost a home game over the weekend, and they're playing for their lives tonight. So the Warriors are definitely the second pick. They're definitely the second pick.
So shouldn't that mean that getting to the Western Finals should be like the beginning of feeling good about the postseason?
I mean, but these are odds, and those sit there. You have a point, but those are odds that sit there on this day. Those odds could be very, very different come tonight.
Yeah, for what it's worth, the Lakers are the third team, and if they win tonight, maybe they jump the Warriors.
You lay the five and a half.
It's desperate. It's absolutely desperate.
And they're the second best home team in the Western Conference.
Great. I will see. Like, there's a piece of me that's looking at the Timberwolves and going, you know what? They might be the more balanced, better team. They really might be. And they do weird things in the playoffs. Don't forget that about the T-Wolves. They won a game 7 on the road at Denver last year. And then when we all thought they were definitely coming out of the West, then they went and just completely fumbled it to Luka and the Mavericks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They do weird stuff. They're very unpredictable. So, I don't know. This one's going to be interesting tonight.
Yeah, take the Lakers. You lay the 5.5. Fade the Denver all you want. Kukush. Lock it in. That's the pick. The Lakers, and, you know, if you are even of a slight mind about conspiracy theory, they're going to make it so that the Lakers get every chance to win this game tonight.
I hear you. You're probably right. Like, I looked at it, and I wanted to go Minnesota, because I want to go Minnesota.
Of course.
But then right before my finger was going to push that button, I'm like, I could see the Lakers winning this one by 17 tonight. It's possible. I mean, the flow of series, you're right. That's how it usually goes. But then again, if you feel that way about the Lakers, do you feel that way about the Rockets? Same situation.
No, and it's because I've done a very deep dive, and I've looked at the ways the Rockets have beat the Warriors and the way the Rockets can beat the Warriors, and the likelihood of those scenarios playing out are kind of unlikely in terms of the way the Rockets have gone about playing these games. And I've looked at all six games between the two, with Steph, without Steph, with Jimmy, without Jimmy, playoffs, regular season. There are a couple of common threads. The number one common thread...
Hold on, is this Deep Dive Dibs?
Yeah.
This sounds to me like Deep Dive Dibs. Did you do a deep dive today?
I did a massive deep dive.
Okay, this is deep. Everybody get ready. I want to... Yeah, listen up. You can't just like... Keep driving and talking to whoever's next to you.
Put on your snorkel.
Put on your snorkel. This is Deep Dive Dips. That's dip. That's you. Oh, that's you going down into the ocean doing a deep dive.
Well, let's get deep.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that you don't get the bends from how deep we're going to get, but we're going to get deep now.
That was a good album by Radiohead. I'm going to age myself there. The Bends.
Oh.
It's a good album by Radiohead.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
Well, I'm broad now.
You're super broad.
I'm broad.
And
okay.
Anyway, Radiohead has actually come back around because my 21-year-old son listens to Radiohead.
He does.
And so in our shared Spotify account, Radiohead algorithms onto my playlist now.
I love that. And you and I kind of are Radioheads. Like, look at us. That's the only thing I can see right now is your head.
It's my head.
And we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The deep dive. The Houston deep dive. If you want to look at all the games they've played with Steph, without Steph, with Jimmy, without Jimmy, here are the numbers. And I know numbers are numbers, but Houston from the field, 41, 38%. They shot 46% in a 1-point win.
Okay.
They shot 41% in a loss. They shot 48% in the 10-point win, which was back when Brooks went 10 of 13.
Yep.
An outlier. And then they shot 39% in the game the other night. Houston cannot shoot. Houston, you have a problem, and your problem is putting that leather spheroid into the metal rim. The one time you were able to do it was because Brooks was 10 of 13, Green was 9 of 19, the Goon had 19 and 14, and you still had to fight to win that game. They can't score, Mark.
It's kind of making me want to go to the bathroom. Is this? How did you feel delivering that over the deep dive waters of the Pacific?
I feel like I need to reach for my hookah. Because there's a certain amount of gurgling in my past that is reminiscent of this sound.
It's, 422. It's not 420.
I apologize.
422. Ooh, whoa, we're going all the way down. Into
oh, yeah.
The... Whoa, we're going down deep.
If you want to go a little deeper, Houston wins 91-90.
We're in the abyss.
In the NBA Cup. Houston wins by one.
Yes.
The Warriors had 22 turnovers in that game.
That's the key. That's the
And
that's
they
the,
shot nine free
yeah,
throws.
That's the number. That's the number, if you want. If the Warriors, what did they have the other night? 11 turnovers?
Yep.
All right, 11 turnovers.
And even though they gave up 22 offensive rebounds.
They're going to win every time.
Didn't matter.
They will win every time. That number goes up to about 15 or north. That's where the Rockets can win again. You keep it down 13 or less, you are going to win every single time, almost. I mean, like, there can always be stuff, right?
Yep.
Yes, Fred VanVleet actually could go 6 of 8 from three.
No, he hasn't.
He's allowed to.
Yep.
But to me, that's the number in the box score that I want to look at. I don't want to look at the rebounding advantage because it didn't matter. They overwhelmed the Warriors at rebounding and lost by double digits. So I don't care about rebounding. I mean, I care. But that's not going to decide these basketball games. I think the Warriors' turnovers, that decides the basketball game. If you take care of the ball, you don't let the Rockets fast break, you put them in a half-court set, they're not very good at it, you win. There's your ball game. There's your practice, boys. Go have dinner.
Yeah, for me, it's turnovers
Yes. And
it's fouls. And in the game where the Rockets won by one in the NBA Cup game, there were a total of 25 fouls called. And as we've mentioned, the average in an NBA game is 38. So that game had 13 fewer fouls called, and that's where Steph Curry had one free throw. And you didn't have Jimmy Butler yet, and so you couldn't get to the foul line. They were 4 of 9 as a team for the game from the foul line. So even though Houston couldn't really score, the Warriors turned it over 22 times, and there were no fouls called, you lose.
How did everybody like Deep Dive Dibs? Who's dead? Yeah.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Except for the music. It's not music, but the sound stopped and You should have brought
this. Yeah, because resurfaced.
No, but he was deep diving still.
No, we can always deep dive again because there's more. I mean, there's so much more.
I'm going to get you flippers for your birthday.
Not bad, yeah.
I'm going to get you some flippers.
One thing
don't
about...
Don't be a flopper.
No.
But you can be a flipper.
One thing about me, and I don't know if it's that I don't know how to, but I just don't like to snorkel.
Oh, I'm terrible at it, too.
I can't do it.
I did it one time, yeah. and all that we got out of it was funny pictures of me. And then one time I did it in Hawaii, and I thought I was going to die. I almost drowned.
Well, snorkeling different than scuba diving.
Yeah, no, scuba diving.
Right. I've never scuba dived, but that, at least, to me would be easier because you just breathe into the thing.
Oh.
Snorkeling, you have to, like, contain, like, the tube, and you can't inhale, and you got to only blow out.
Well, I think it's scuba's harding, that much harder. There's actually a process there. Snorkeling, you just got to make sure that tube is up straight. You just got to make sure it's above the water. And then
no, but you dive down, and that's the key to snorkeling is you go under, and you have to be able to keep the water out.
No, snorkeling you're supposed to do only on the surface.
Well, you can go underneath, and then when you resurface, yeah. You blow out the water
yes,
through the
you
snorkel.
You could do that, but yeah. Scuba allows you to go deep.
Yeah, easy.
You love factoids. Do you know what scuba? It's an acronym.
Yes.
Do you know what it stands for?
Something underwater breathing apparatus
that
is the last
correct.
Three.
That is correct.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Get me on
ding.
Jeopardy.
Get him a ding.
Get this man to Jeopardy.
Self-contained underwater
yeah.
breathing.
Yeah, thank you.
Apparatus.
5 dings for each 5
appreciate
letters.
It.
There you go. Well, self-contained is technically yeah. a dash. But anyway.
I had to work my way through it.
5
yeah.
letters.
Yeah. No. It, yeah.
No, it's just true.
Yeah.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah. AKA Aquaman. He has that. And he has that.
But it's built in.
Yeah.
It's on the inside.
And he's got that whale talking thing, too.
It's on the inside that is what counts. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. We're here for you. We're here for good. We're here for Bob Fitzgerald. We're here for Steve Kerr. Both of them are ahead. Bob Fitzgerald is next. Steve Kerr is an hour away. Your phone calls continue
Everybody
throughout.
Take a breath.
Yeah, take a breath. Take a breath. We did a deep dive, but we're okay. We've surfaced. 888-957-9570. What results in these playoffs would feel good? How far is how far the Warriors have to go for you to feel good? We get Bob Fitzgerald in on this conversation coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
What is going on here?
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two.
and enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.